You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome to our Innis News. Yesterday afternoon, prominent member of Kantor Municipal Party Committee, then and vice chairman of Kantor City People's Committee Yung Tung Hing, came to attend the regular meeting of June 2023 with the party cell of Area Number 9, Hung Phu Ward, Kerang Urban District. In the meeting, party members discussed how to mobilize people to buy voluntary medical insurance, how to raise people's awareness of keeping the environment clean, propose committee centers to clear floors of Route 82, and improve the environmental pollution. Permanent member Stan and Vice Chairman Yung Tung Hing suggested the party cell of Area Number 9 pay attention to the environmental protection, make efforts to complete the voluntary medical insurance, while giving more information on some socio-economic defense security reasons, party building and political system building in 2022 and in the first 5 months of 2023, and outlining tasks for the last 7 months of 2023. Following Plan Number 121 issued by Kansas City People's Committee, the city strives to be in the group of 20 leading provinces and cities in the PAR Index, Satisfaction Index of People and Organizations, with the service of state administrative agencies, governance, and public administration performance index of PAPI for 2023 and in following years. To achieve the goal, Kansas City People's Committee requires that in the process of implementation, is necessary to closely combine the performance of professional tasks of the city departments and branches with the task of socio-economic development of districts, communes, wards, and townships, while seriously and effectively implementing the administrative reform plan in 2023. On the basis of the contents of the plan, based on functions, tasks, and characteristics of the situation, units and localities shall concretize and formulate information plans according to tasks and competence. Within a series of activities to respond to the Action Month for Children in 2023, Kantor City Labor Federation, in collaboration with the State Bank of Vietnam Kantor Branch, organized a gift presentation to disadvantaged students of Thoi Xuan 2 Primary School, Thoi Xuan Cam Nguyen, Cao Đao Suburban District. 50 disadvantaged students were presented gifts, including cash and school supplies worth 1 million Vietnam Dong each. Apart from Cao Đao Suburban District, during this year's Action Month for Children, Kantor City Labor Federation also coordinated with sponsors to offer gifts, scholarships, and bicycles to disadvantaged students in 6 districts, thereby demonstrating the care of the trade union, helping students have better learning conditions and striving to study well. Up to now, the preferential credit program for poor and near-poor households in Kansas City has disbursed nearly 85 billion Vietnam Dong to over 2,520 households, as loans for production development, animal husbandry service, and small trading. In line with that, Kansas City synchronously implements solutions of the National Target Program on Sustainable Poverty Reduction, while implements poverty reduction policies and budgets, take care of poor, near-poor households, disadvantaged households affected by the COVID-19 epidemic, issues health insurance cards to poor households, ethnic minorities in disadvantaged areas, providing financial support to buy health insurance cards for near-poor people with 100% of beneficiaries, from then helping the poor access to policies and be motivated to escape from poverty. Yesterday afternoon, the 7-player football tournament for Kantor Television Cup 2023 was officially opened. The activity aims to celebrate the 98th Vietnam Revolutionary Press anniversary June 21st, especially towards the 20th founding anniversary of the century-run Kantor City 2004-2024. The tournament attracts 12 teams from Kansas City and Southern provinces. The winning team will receive caps, trophies, medals, and a prize of 30 million Vietnam Dong. In addition, there will be individual awards like Top Scorer, Excellent Goalkeeper, and Excellent Player. The tournament takes place from June 10 to June 25th. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.